Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on Holy Week with Dan Shields.
Welcome back to 5 Good Minutes. As we conclude our study of Holy Week, we come to the close of our time together and can rightly ask the question, so what? So what does it really mean? How does a poor itinerant teacher from Palestine 2,000 years ago affect my life? And you may even say, I get why some believe that the resurrection happened, even if I don't believe it. But even if it was true, what would it matter to me in my life? And my honest answer is, I don't really know. Now, before you run me out of town, let me explain what I mean. First of all, I'd say that it depends on what you do with the information that you have, because it really all depends on what you do with that information that matters. For instance, let's say instead of hearing a message about Jesus, you were hearing a message about your health from your doctor. If you went in for a physical and your doctor said that you have a life-threatening condition that was treatable but had a specific regimen that you'd need to follow that was difficult, it would not only have implications, but it would also have choices. If the doctor said the regimen to get better would include strict diet and exercise, some prescriptions that would be hard on your body, and life change, including a career change to a less stressful job, you'd have to make some choices. The first choice might be to walk away from the doctor's advice altogether without doing anything. Maybe you'd say the cost was too high and you'd just take your chances and enjoy your life. You like the lifestyle your job buys you and you hate exercise. Or what many people would do if they didn't really want to follow the doctor's advice is they would go onto YouTube and they would do some research and they would find some doctors who discredited the prescribed cure. In essence, you might look for the information that would back up what you really wanted to do, and you would justify your choice not to accept the doctor's advice. Or perhaps as a second choice, maybe you'd just go partly in. Maybe you'd do some of the exercise, take some of the pills that didn't make you feel so bad, and you'd just try to tough it out at your job. Or the third option would be to go all in, to decide that you believed what the doctor said, but more than just trusting his opinion, that you were going to heed his prescribed cure. Well, all three would likely give you very different outcomes if what the doctor said was true. Well, like the patient in the example, we all have a decision to make about Christ, the crucifixion, and the resurrection, and our decisions will determine what will happen to us. Maybe you hear some of the teaching from this week, or you've heard other things about God and Jesus somewhere else, and you're pretty convinced that it might be true. At that point, you have some choices. Maybe in the end, you realize what Jesus is actually asking for, and you don't like how it'll change your life. He doesn't want just a little part of you on Sunday morning. He wants the whole of you. You realize that accepting him is a little bit like joining the Marines or getting married. Once you sign on the dotted line, so to speak, you are no longer your own to do as you wish. And accepting Christ is like that, but all the more. You're to die to yourself and to live for him. So for some, instead of bowing your knee and accepting him, you might continue to search around on YouTube for all the reasons people think that Christianity is false, and you'll walk away from the quiet conviction that God is calling you, largely unchanged, other than that you're a little bit harder, maybe a little bit more cynical, and a lot more hopeless. Or perhaps you'll choose to go partly in. You'll try a little bit of church. You'll take what you like and leave behind what you don't like. If the Bible or the teacher crosses your idea of what you'd like to believe, you'll leave it behind. You want some religion to help you in your life a little, but you don't want it to own you. Or the last choice is you can go all in. You can say, as the missionary Jim Elliot famously said, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. You bow your knee to the God of the universe who knows you and loves you and sent his son on that cross to purchase and redeem you with his blood. But the charge for admission is your life. The cost is high, but so is the reward. As Jesus said, whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. You'll find if you give your life to Jesus, he will give you something in return. You'll find a fullness of joy, a freedom, and life everlasting, unlike anything you've ever experienced. So back to that first question, what difference will it make to you? Well, only you can decide that ultimately.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.